Now, on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy has 3, Harry has 3, and Roxanne has 2.
All right, Roxanne, an unusual situation for you. You're in third place. That won't last for long. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the Justice Department released a report criticizing the FBI's handling of the investigation into blank.
Hillary Clinton's emails.
Right. On Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he was ready for a face-to-face meeting with blank in the near future.
Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to a CBS News report, Press Secretary blank is planning to step down at the end of this year.
Sarah Sanders.
Yes. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve raised blanks by a quarter of a point.
Interest rates.
Right. In what may be an effort to get people to stop drinking, a distillery in New Hampshire has unveiled a new bourbon flavored with blank.
Is this the one with the beaver...
Don't even
glands.
Say it. Yes, yeah. You're right. Beaver okay. gland secretions. On Thursday, Elon Musk announced a deal to build a high-speed commuter system in...
Chicago.
Yes. This week, electric company blank announced it was laying off almost 10% of its workforce.
Oh, Tesla.
Right. A Tulsa minor league baseball team's Bring Your Dog to the Game promotion went awry when organized realized blank.
Is this one where the dogs ended up, like, fighting something on the field or...
No. Yeah. What they forgot was that dogs... chase balls.
Oh!
That's amazing.
The Tulsa Drillers Bark at the Park promotion was going perfectly until one player threw a ball that was obviously meant to be fetched. So a German Shepherd in the stands obliged. The dog successfully got the ball and played keep away with the infielders for a while. Eventually, the dog's owner was able to get him off the diamond and released him into a wildlife preserve where he was eaten by Casey the Crocodile. Circle of life, kids. How did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne got 7 right, 14 more points. Total to 16 puts her in the lead.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Hurry has elected to go next. So, fill in the blank. After being repealed by the FCC in 2017, Obama-era rules on blank officially expired.
Net neutrality.
Yes, on Tuesday, Trump critic and sitting GOP representative blank lost his primary bid in South Carolina.
Mark Sanford.
Right. This week, a federal judge approved the $85 billion merger between AT&T and blank.
Time Warner.
Right. Thanks to his participation in the North Korea summit, President Trump has been officially nominated for the blank.
Oh, please don't. Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes, to celebrate being named a plastic-free community. A town in Wales blanked.
Used as much plastic as possible.
Almost hung up a giant plastic banner to brag about. This week, a child in Idaho was treated for the first case of blank in the U.S. in 25 years.
Bubonic plague.
Yes, on Sunday, tennis star blank won his record-breaking 11th French Open.
Rafael Nadal.
Right. This week, a Dutch man traveled over 4,000 miles to Florida so he could propose at the romantic site of their first date, blank.
Epcot Center?
No, a Hooters restaurant.
Oh, God.
Arnold Kreifeld met his girlfriend online in 2013, and when the time came for them to finally meet, she suggested they go to Hooters together, which is kind of a signal, but he did not pick up on it. They dated long distance for 5 years, and on the last trip over, he took her back to the restaurant where they first met and proposed. Of course, Hooters will play a part in the wedding, catering the reception, as well as providing the bridesmaids' dresses.
That's a pretty story.
It is. Bill, how did Harry do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points, total of 15. Trails Roxanne by 1.
All right.
Oh, no.
So how many then does... How many then does Roy need to win?
7 to win.
Ooh. All right, here we go, Roy. This is for the game. On a Thursday, New York's Attorney General filed a suit against the Blank Foundation, accusing them of violating campaign finance laws.
Drop.
Right. This week, an initiative proposing that blank be split into 3 separate states received enough signatures to be voted on in November.
California.
Right. This week, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at blank's annual meeting in Texas.
Southern Baptist?
Yes. According to a new study, the ice sheet in blank is melting faster than previously believed.
Antarctica.
Yes. This week, a 4-year-old cow from Devon beat out stiff competition to be named blank.
Cow of the year.
Close. Britain's sexiest cow.
Oh!
On Monday, streaming video giant blank announced they would add video games to their service later this year.
Netflix?
Yes. The band's Visit and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child were among the big winners of the 2018 Blank Awards.
Tony's?
Right. While the rest of the country watched a raccoon climb a building in St. Paul in another part of Minnesota, a woman got a social media attention when she blanked.
I'm just going to say pooped in class.
No, no. That's right!
Hey!
No. She got her head stuck in a truck's exhaust pipe.
Oh.
Caitlin Strom says she was having fun with friends. She saw this truck with this enormous exhaust pipe on and she says, hey, I bet my head could probably fit inside it. And she was right. She goes on, it did fit, but it didn't want to come out. Firefighters rescued Ms. Strom and released her into a wildlife preserve where she was quickly eaten by Casey the Crocodile. Bill, did Roy do well enough to win?
Got close. 6 right, 12 more points. Total of 15, and one short of Roxanne. Whoa. There's the winner.
Of course she is.
Someday I'll beat you, by God.